Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I began yesterday on the double portion anointing. We were looked, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, a little bit at the ministry of Elijah, which was a ministry of signs and wonders and the power of God. But the Lord commanded Elisha when he was in the cave, he directed him to do three things, of one of which was specifically to anoint Elisha in his stead, in other words, in his room. When it was time for Elijah to complete and finish his ministry, Elisha was to carry on in a prophetic ministry. And basically, this represented a change. There was a new dispensation ushered in with Elisha, a new dispensation of God's dealing. The Lord was ushering in, through the quiet, peaceful ministry of Elisha, basically a foreshadowing of the New Testament prophets and God's present-day church. Elisha continued with the sons of the prophets, and it was there were many miracles, yet it was a different quality of ministry, unlike that of Elijah, which was pronouncing judgment and the dealings of God against a rebellious people. And so basically, I guess we could say that the church has an Elisha ministry, which is a double portion ministry. And allow me to give you reasons why I would say something like that. In 2 Kings, the second chapter, Elisha said, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." Let me share just a little bit of that chapter 2. Verse 1 says, "And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophet that were of Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And then there were sons of prophets at Jericho, and they said basically the same thing, and he repeated that. And the 50 men of the sons of the prophet went, and they stood to view far off, and the two stood by Jordan. That was Elijah and Elisha. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, this is Elijah's response, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall be not so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And we know basically Elisha's ministry was double that. The miraculous signs were double that of Elijah. He said, Elijah to him, he said, it's a hard thing that you've asked. In other words, hard in being that it was not Elijah's to give. Only that double portion he was asking for had to come from the Lord. But he did say his watchfulness would be rewarded. And in Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, verse 27, we know that the share of the firstborn son, who by Mosaic law inherited two parts of the father's property, that was given to him. He had that double portion. So Elisha, what he was basically asking of Elijah was to be treated as the firstborn among the sons of the prophets, and so receive twice as great a share of the spirit and power of his master than all the rest, that he basically was going to be the true spiritual heir. And we also see in other places in scripture that reference to the double portion. Joseph, when Jacob was on his deathbed, he laid hands on his sons, and Joseph received a double portion from Jacob instead of the firstborn son, Reuben, because he had defiled his father's bed. And then, remember Hannah? Her husband Elkanah, as a mark of his special love and affection for her, gave her a double portion. Remember Job? He also received a double portion when the Lord turned his captivity. He gave him twice as much as he had had before. So, what can we learn from this? That we know that he did twice as many miracles as Elijah. Remember what Jesus said? He said, I'm going away, but even greater works than these shall ye do, the very miracles that he did, and not greater in dimension, but greater in quantity, because he has a many-faceted body throughout the earth. We are members in particular, and so we see that Elisha, if you will, is a type of Christ, as a prophet of the double anointing, that double anointing of the Holy Spirit, the kind of anointing that Jesus did and had. It was the Spirit of the Lord God was upon him. Remember, he read from Isaiah. He healed the lepers. He raised the dead. He opened the eyes of the blind and those who were deaf, those who were demon-possessed. And beloved, the Lord is giving his church in this hour a double portion of that anointing, that Elisha anointing, to do the works that he has called us to do. Let me share just a few other passages of scripture with you referring to that double portion. One is found in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the second verse. Beautiful promises of the Lord. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And then another powerful passage in Isaiah, the 61st chapter, verse 7. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Praise God. And then, I love this passage of scripture, found in Zechariah, the 9th chapter, verse 12. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. What is the stronghold? Oh, none other than the Lord our high tower. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. So Zechariah says, by the Spirit of the Lord, turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Praise God. In God's marvelous plan of redemption and salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ is God's firstborn, if you will. He is entitled to the double portion. Is that not correct? But what do the scriptures say? We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Him. So, as joint heirs with Jesus Christ, we possess that double anointing. Beloved, it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Father, we thank You for that anointing. We thank You for that double portion which You're administering. And Father, we cry out and call out for the church in this hour. Lord, we pray for Your church around the world, not just the church here in America. So many, Lord, that are being persecuted, losing their lives, being martyred for the cause of Christ. We ask You to raise up Your people in victory. Thank You, Lord, You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, that You are moving in mighty ways around the world to see the salvation of God preached and declared and experienced. Thank You, Lord, for Your anointing. We praise You and bless You for it. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, my anointing is as fire, fire shut up in your bones, even as it was to Jeremiah. I am no respecter of persons. I make no distinction between men. Yea, it is the heart that I judge. It is I who search the reins of the heart. And to those who are willing, to those who are obedient, to those who will stand with open hearts and hands in praise to their God, they shall do exploits in the name of the Lord. Those whose hearts are perfect, behold, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him. Even so, beloved, even this day I anoint you, and I stir the fire of my anointing deep within your spirit, and you shall rejoice, for you shall know the Lord God is with you. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, my time has gone. I thank the Lord for His presence and anointing that I feel. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers and financial help. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.